Okay, so this is our second shiur on the topic of the application of the mitzvah, or the havmina, to apply the mitzvah of sukkah to nashim. So basically, the way the sugya is set up, is the way we're setting it up, is that there are three potential reasons to apply the mitzvah of sukkah to nashim. Right, the Gemara explicitly discusses two of them. Right, the first one being the factor of Teshu Kein Daziru, that was the subject of yesterday's shir. And then the second factor, which is mentioned by Rava, is the drasha of Tesvav, we're going to discuss that today. And then the third factor, which we're going to discuss why it's not discussed by the Gemara, is the factor of Aptein Hayubo Osonis. So these are three factors which theoretically could have resulted in Nashim being Chayav, or Chayavos, the Mitzvah Sukkah, and meaning if not for the Halakha Mashmi Sinai, which comes along and comes to Patula. So that's just the structure of those three factors, and we're coming to analyze each of them. So starting with factor number two, right, the factor of the Drasha Tesvav Tesvav. So I want to read it inside. This is Rava's answer. It's five lines down from Chav Chesna Beis. Can you go for it?
Rava Amar. Istrek. Salkadai Jahamina Yalam Chamisha Asar Chamisha Asar Rechaga Matzos Mal Alon Nashim Chayavos Afkan Nashim Chayavos Kamash Malan. We need both the Lach Moshe Sinai and the Drasha.
It's really the Lach Moshe Sinai in this context.
Because I might have thought that because of the Gzera Shabbat Chamisha Asar, that just as women are chayav for
mitzvah matzah,
so too they'd be chayav to eat so well.
Mitzvah sukkah. So if I were to ask you, you're just reading this Gemara, also in context of Abaye's first answer, Teshu Kein Daziru, this havmin of Rav, based on the drasha of Tesvav, what do you think that would be referring to? Do you think that's referring to all 7 days? Or what do you think that's referring specifically to the night? If you just read the Gemara without thinking too much.
All seven,
right? Is that right? Yeah. All right, so Pasha Peshan, this is just coming off of Abaye's factor, Teshu Kein Daziru, right? Teshu Kein Daziru seemingly applies to all 7 days. So too, Rava's answer seemingly applies for all 7 days of Sukkot as well. That's important to note, because we're going to see the Netziv for an alternative explanation. But just to note, the Pasha Peshan, the Sugya, seems to be that according to Rava, the Havamina, based on the Drasha of Tesvav, would work for all 7 days. Which is the point we really have to focus on. It's just like yesterday, right? Part of our discussion was that the big chiddush of Abaye's application of Teshu Kein Daziru here was the fact that here Teshu Kein Daziru is not working to be magdir, a pre-existing chiyuv, but rather is coming to be yotzer, to create, to generate a new chiyuv upon women. And that was the chiddush of Abaye of applying Teshu Kein Daziru here. And we explained that within the Ritzvah, it sounds like the way the Ritzvah interprets Rava is that the reason why Rava rejects Abaye's Teshu Kein Daziru is because he doesn't think that Teshu Kein Daziru can generate a chiyuv to begin with. But now that same factor, that same assumption that the factor at hand is not just being magdir, a pre-existing chiyuv, but is generating a new chiyuv, also has to be thought about in the context of Rava's Joshua Tesvav Tesvav. Because also when Rava is applying Tesvav Tesvav, or 2-2, however you want to say it here, right? It's clearly the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav here is coming to be mechayiv to generate a new chiyuv upon women. So now you have to think about, meaning just like we had to think about, oh, is that a chiddush in the context of Teshu Kein Daziru when we thought it was? Now you have to think about, is that a chiddush in the context of this drasha of Tesvav Tesvav for this drasha to not only be magdir, pre-existing chov, but also to generate a new chiyuv? So in order to really analyze whether this is a chiddush or not, the thing that we have to do is look at the other case where this drasha of Tesvav Tesvav came up. So where did, in our limud, where else did we find this drasha of Tesvav Tesvav? Exactly. Right, and then the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, in the context of the chiyuv of Leil Tesvav. Right, so there, it was clear that you have a drasha of Tesvav Tesvav to say, although generally, right, we pass in the Chachamim, generally the din is Ibai Achil, Ibai Lo Achil, when it comes to Leil Tesvav, the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav dictates that there's a Chobas Achilah. But in the whole, in the sugya there, part of the major lumdus of the entire sugya there that you guys did with Rabbi Kiva was, it seems to be a big machlokas rishonim coming down to the achronim in terms of what is the nature of the drasha there. Does that chiyuv achila and leil tezvav, is that an independent mitzvah that is independent from the mitzvah of the general mitzvah of sukkah besukos teshu shivas yamin, or right as a chobas achila, however you want to define it, or does that drasha integrate into the mitzvah of besukos teshu shivas yamin? Right, so the big discussion of the sukkah there with all his nafkamina of shir, of Yeridus Kishamim, all these different factors, what's the Chetz Shal Mitzvah, all these different factors were centered upon that major Chakira, that major Machlokis, about whether the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav on Chav Zayim and Aleph, in the context of the Chiyav Achilam, and El Tesvav, whether that is an independent Chiyav, or whether that integrates into the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So in that light, that Chakira becomes very important once we are discussing our issue. Because if we're asking, and we're trying to analyze that Rabba's application of the Tesvav Tesvav here to create an independent chiv upon Nashim. So in order to understand whether that's a chiddush, whether that's a mechudash application of this drasha, you have to now analyze other applications of this drasha. So now, if you take the approach that the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, there, when it comes to the mitzvah, the chovas achila on Leil Tesvav, that too was an independent chovas achila, so then this application also makes a lot of sense. Because we're not going to be bothered by the fact that Rav is applying the drasha of Tesvav, Tesvav to generate an independent chiyuv. That's not going to surprise us if the makor, if the original manifestation, application of this drasha of Tesvav, Tesvav on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph was also to create an independent chiyuv. There's an independent chovas achila. So basically, if you take that approach of regarding the drasha Tesvav Tesvav on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, that too is an independent chiyuv, then Rabba's application here also to create an independent chiyuv for Nashim is very mistaber, and it's not such a chiddush, which would then explain easily why Rabba says rejects the Teshu Kein Daturu, because he's saying Teshu Kein Daturu, that's only ma'adir pre-existing chiyuvim. But the drasha Tesvav Tesvav, we already see that there's a precedent for this drasha creating independent chiyuvim, and that's why I can create an independent chiyuv here by Nashim as well. So that would be all good and well. It is important to note that you have to look at this drasha in light of the other application of this drasha on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. But the problem is that the Ritzva, who we explained yesterday, the way he interprets Rava, and why Rava rejects Abai, is based on this very analysis, that he doesn't like this notion of applying Teshu Kein Daturu to create a Chiyuv, because Teshu Kein Daturu is really all about being Magdir pre-existing Chiyuv. But the same Ritzva is that when he explains on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph the nature of the drasha, right, if you recall, in the context when he's discussing the issue of what the shear of the drasha, the shear of that Chovas Achila, he has two deos. One deah is that it's the shear kibetza, integrating into the mitzvah of sukkah. And even the second deah, which he favors, that it's a shear of kezias, it's not because he thinks that it's an independent chiyuv, achila, and therefore would have an independent shear of kezias like other maisei achila. He rather says that no, it still integrates into the mitzvah of sukkah, but because there's a chovas achila, midin, the mitzvah of sukkah, that creates a certain kviyas, which therefore grants chashivas to even a kezias. But the important thing is that the upshot of both those deos of the Ritzva is that the Ritzva thinks that the nature of the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav regarding the chovas achila on Leil Tesvav, according to all deos, that chovas achila integrates into the mitzvah of sukkah and does not generate a new independent chiyuv. So in that light, that the Ritzva thinks that the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav does not create a new chiyuv, but rather integrates into a pre-existing chiyuv to say that, oh, that general mitzvah of sukkah, which is generally a rishus, it's remagdir and say, oh, on Leil Tesvav, it's mugdar as a chova, as a chiyuv. And the problem is, in the same Ritzva, how does the same Ritzva explain Rava as rejecting Abaye's application of Teshu Kein Taduru based on this factor of the Teshu Kein Taduru generating a chiyuv instead of being magdir a chiyuv, But why, according to the Ritzah, shouldn't you have the same? Shouldn't Rabbah have the same problem when it comes to the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav? Right. In short, the Ritzvah, who basically the Ritzvah B'Shem Rava, explains that Rava rejects Teshu Kein Dadiru because it's illegally generating a new chiyav here, while Teshu Kein Dadiru always is magdir pre-existing chiyav. The problem is, based on this analysis, Ritzvah should think that Rava should have a problem for his drasha as well, because the way the Ritzvah understands the drasha Tesvav Tesvav is that it too is only magdir pre-existing chiyav, but does not generate independent chiyav. So why is the Ritzvah think that the Rava would be more comfortable with the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav generating a new chiyav, if the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav, like the drasha of Teshu Kein Tadru, generally only come to be magdir pre-existing chiyav? So everyone understand the question? Okay. So, try to be a little more clear, I apologize. Basically, in short, the way the Ritzvah understands this shaka, this machok is between Rava and Abaye, right, the big question that he's coming to answer is that why does Rava here reject Abaye's reasoning of Teshu Kein Tadru? He obviously holds Teshu Kein Tadru, it's a braisa. So how does he explain? He explains the reason why Rava rejects Teshu Kein Tadru because he doesn't like applying Teshu Kein Tadru to exactly the Mechadish and Joshua. The question is, why wouldn't Rava also have that same problem with the Joshua he ends up quoting of Tesvav Tesvav?
It's already used.
Not because it's already used, but because the Ritzvah himself thinks that that Joshua of Tesvav Tesvav doesn't generate new chivim. It's only Magdir a previous chiv. Because the way the Ritzvah understands that a Joshua on Chav. I think it's before he came, it's a little harder to understand. He understands that drasha as being magdir a previous chiyuv, telling you how the general mitzvah of sukkah manifests itself on Leil Tesvav, and not about creating a new chiyuv. So in short, the same problem that Ritzvah thinks that Rabbah has with Teshu Kein Tadru should exist with Rabbah's own answer of the drasha Tesvav Tesvav, in short. So in order to answer this question, you have to basically say that although in a Hanami there is no precedent within the Ritzvah's worldview, there's no precedent for the drasha Tesvav Tesvav working as an independent chiyuv, as we saw the only other time it works to be magdir pre-existing chiyuv. So even though there is no precedent for it to create a new chiyuv, just like there's no precedent for Teshu Kein Tadru to create a new chiyuv, but misvara, basically, just the difference in the two drashas between Teshu Kein Tadru and the drasha of Tesvav dictate that Teshu Kein Tadru is less nitan to be used to create an independent chiyuv than the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav. Because namely, the drasha of Teshu Kein Tadru, by its very nature, seems to be about being magdir pre-existing chiyuv. Just the drasha itself, right? There's Pesukos Teshu Shivas Yamin, right, and we, according to one shot of Teshu Kein Tadru, we're being magdir, we're darshaning the word Teshu. According to other mefarshim, it's coming from the word Kol HaEzrach, which is also in the context of this mitzvah. So in the context of Teshu Kein Tadru, just the mechanics of the drasha itself, because it's coming off the lashon of the general mitzvah of sukkah, that implies, just the mechanics of the drasha imply that it's about being magdir the pre-existing Chol HaSukkah. Because it's all about being magdir, darshaning the words of the mitzvah sukkah itself. Hashem inking the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav, so even if the other time we see it, it's working as being magdir, pre-existing chiyuv, but just the mechanics of what the drasha itself is, you're carrying something over from the realm of the mitzvah of matzah to the realm of sukkahs. So just because you're carrying something over, that is open to not only, in certain circumstances it can carry over a hagdara, and in certain circumstances it can carry over a new chiyuv, like in the context of nashim. So in short, although Teshu Kein Tadru and the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav both do not have a precedence for creating new drashas, Rava is more comfortable with the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav than the drasha of Teshu Kein Tadru, because the mechanics of the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav seem more open to generate a new chiyuv. The mechanics of the drasha of Teshu Kein Tadru, just by its very nature, seem to be about being magdir a pre-existing chiyuv.
I think you would say that the ritual bothered by the other point of Abaye, which was that the direction of Teshuva Kein Tadur seems to apply only to married women, and doesn't seem to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Maybe that was.
Yeah. So, if the problem is that we were medayek yesterday, that the later ritzvah in the context of Beisham Eshita seems to be referring to this nekuda of whether about seems to be characterizing the maskana as rejecting teshu kein tadiru in the context of nashim because it's generating a new chiyuv in contrast to, say, in that context of the katan where it would be being magdir the father's chiyuv. So you're right. Theoretically, you could explain that as being shot in Ravan. But it seems like within the ritz of Aminei Bey, it seems like he's focusing on what we said yesterday.
So it's saying that the Zereshavah can both be a Halagdara and include Nukhiyah.
Exactly. Just more Nitan for them. It's more open to interpret that in that manner. That's basically, yeah. So fine. So basically, Adkan, we basically discussed, you know, the basic understanding of the of Rava's Zereshavah Tesvav as basically generating a Chiyav for all 7 days. And we discussed the relationship between treating that as independent chiyuv versus learning that from Teshu Kein Tadiru. So now, as we referenced before, the second pshat in Rava is mentioned by the Netziv in his Sefer Merom Yisadeh, where he too, right, also, which I was very excited to see, he also interprets this drasha of Tesvav Tesvav in light of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The drasha of Tesvav Tesvav in the context of the Chovas Achila on Leil Tesvav. So right before we were saying that, oh, it's important to look at the same drasha of Tesvav Tesvav on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph to see, you know, conceptually about how that drasha works. But so we were saying that in Chami there are different drashas, but they should be working in similar manners. So Merom Yisadeh draws a more direct link and saying, oh, if on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph you see the drasha of Tesvav Tesvav only working for Leil Tesvav, and so too here, Rava's Havamina to the Mechayev Nashim, based on this drasha of Tesvav Tesvav, should only be limited to the Leil Tesvav. So the way he interprets Rava is only having a Havamina to be Mechayev Nashim on Leil Tesvav. That's the way he understands Rava's Havamina here. Which is a little dachuk just in the context. Gemara doesn't seem to imply that, but it's interesting that he's basically saying you have to look at the other application of this drasha in order to understand it here, which I like very much, that you have to at least relate the two drashas. We were saying it more in a conceptual sense, and he's saying it in a more direct sense, that it's exactly the same drasha. Just to note what the reason why the Netziv says this, what he's marviach with this, is that he's able to explain a Tosfos on Chaf Alev Amud Beis. The Gemara on Chaf Alev Amud Beis, or I think it's a brisa there, is discussing right the shita of Eitana, which is basically is mechadish that avodim are peturim from the mitzvah of sukkah. So the question that the Rishonim are bothered by is that why do you need, what's the chiddush to be poter avodim from the mitzvah of sukkah? Isn't it pashut? The mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So why would you think that avodim were generally peturim from mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Why would you think they'd be chayit? So there are different answers given in the Rishonim. The Ritzvah on the spot gives two answers. That basically, the Havamina in the context of Avadim would be parallel to the two Havaminas that we have in the context of Nashim. One Havamina that you would think Teshu Kein Tadiru would be Mechayev Avadim. And the second factor is the Tesvav, Tesvav. Just like Avadim are Chayev in Matzah, so too the Bichayev in this Mitzvah of Sukkah. But what the Netziv points out is that in contrast to the Ritzvah, who basically points to both Rava's answer and Abaye's answer and carries them both over to the context of Avadim, Tosfos and Chav Alev Amud Beis only quotes Abaye's answer of Teshu Kein Tadiru. And the question that Netziv is asking is, why does Tosfos only cite Abaye's factor of Teshu Kein Tadiru? Why does he omit, why does he ignore Rava's answer of Tesvav Tesvav? And with his answer, the Netziv explains that if you understand Rava's Havamina of coming from Tesvav Tesvav as being the same exact drasha as Tesvav Tesvav that we find on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and all the limitations that we find on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph would extend here. And one of the limitations that we, as we discussed, would be that it only applies on the first night. And another limitation the Ritzvah himself holds of is the fact that it only applies to the realm of Achila and doesn't extend to the realm of Shena. But the Netziv says that since the context of the meaning the discussion there whether the Eved is Chayiv and Sukkah was in the context of Shena, So therefore, Rava's factor of tesvav, which is limited to achila, would therefore not justify the habamina by abadim to mechayev them by shena as well. And therefore, you have to come on to teshu kein tadiru, Abaye's answer, which is all encompassing, which holds of which covers not only achila but shena and all different facets of the mitzvah of sukkah. So in short, based on the Merome Sada is an interesting interpretation of Rava, as saying that the drasha of the Havamina of Tesvav, it does not apply to all 7 days, but it's specifically the first night and specifically the drasha on Chavzayin Amun Aleph, and therefore is able to explain why Tosfos on Chav Aleph Amun Beis basically doesn't mention this drasha, because this drasha would not explain the context there of the Eved, which discusses the mitzvah of Shena as well.
So
how could the Gemara in Erechin try to
be like focusing on the women sleeping
instead of eating instead of the quarantine? No, because the Gemara in Erechin, as you pointed out yesterday, is all mitzad the husbands. You know, because the Gemara Lamaskana rejects the chiv legabe the nashim, because the halacha moshe b'sinai. The Gemara in Erechin is post Maskana and is only dealing with the chiv shena of the husbands. Anachanami, I mean, within the Havmina, that it's only limited to Nashim, would only be Achila, according to the Mitziv. Okay, so Adkan, we basically discussed, you know, the second fact in the Sugya, to be Mechayev Nashim in Sukkah, right? Fact number one was Abaye's answer, Tesha Kenta Duru. Fact number two was Rava's answer of the Drasha of Tesvav. So now the third factor, which seems to be missing from the Sugya, is the factor of Apein Hayu Pa'osonis. And that is, right, the factor which applies in certain contexts to basically include women in a certain chiyuvim, which are mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because they too were included in the nes being commemorated by the particular mitzvah. Just a different context that comes up is number one. Anyone want to tell us what are the three different mitzvahs that the Talikosos, Neros Hanukkah, and Mikra Megillah? Exactly, right? Mikra Megillah in Megillah Daf Dalad, Amud Aleph, Talikosos in Psachim Kufchas Amud Beis, and Neros Hanukkah in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So the question that some of the Farshim bring up is, why doesn't the Gemara mention this factor of Afin Hayu Boso Neis in the context of the mitzvah of Sukkah? Because what's the mitzvah? Which Neis does the mitzvah of Sukkah come to commemorate? Kivasukos Hashatias Bnei Yisrael. And we're assuming that the women were also included in those Sukkos. The question is, since Afin Hayu Boso Neis, literally, so why doesn't this factor of Afin Hayu Boso Neis, halachically, also come to be Mechayev them in the mitzvah of Sukkah? But just to point out that there are two ways to ask this question. Two ways to ask the question of why Afin Hayu Boso Neis is not applied in the realm of Sukkah. One question is on the Havamina, and one question is on the Maskana. The way to ask this on the Havamina is, why does the Gemara not justify the need for the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai by saying the Havamina to B'mechayev Nashim is Afin Hayu Boso Neis, to then explain why you need the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to come and then patur them? Yeah, exactly. Why isn't there a third answer? So that's that way of asking the question on the Havamina, to say that in a Hanami, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai would L'maskana exempt them, but why doesn't the Gemara at least have a third side, that the reason why you would think otherwise that Bichayev is because of this factor of Afein Hayu, but also his. So this way of asking the question on the Havamina is explicitly asked by the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Vav Aleph that you guys saw. He explicitly asked this question on the Havamina. The other way to ask this question is on the Maskana. It's to say, and this is the way the Tosfos in Psachim Kufches Amud Beis asks the question. He says, forget the Havamina, even the Maskana. Why isn't Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes Mechayev Nashim L'Maskana in the mitzvah of Sukkah? What does this assume? This assumes that if the factor of Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anes applied, that would override the drasha of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Namely, the halacha L'Moshe Misinai would not come and then be patur. So basically, you have these two different questions, one on the Havmina and one on the Maskana, with the difference between them being the Nekuda of whether, if Afin Hayu Ba'oso Neis would apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah, whether it would be knocked down by the halacha L'moshe Misinai.
The days of Sukkah was only there one, right? not a direct clash, but right.
Oh, exactly. So that's what the Tosafos from Kvayeger points out. That's exactly what I was about to explain. So what exactly are these two tzadim? Why would one camp think that the halacha of Moshe Sinai would knock it down and the other camps think that it doesn't? It's exactly as Yaakov was pointing out, is going to be the question we're going to see as we progress in the sugya, as to whether the factor of afin hayu but also anes, is that a svara da'araisa? And when that is being applied in a da'araisa context, such as sukkahs, would the havamin of applying that in the da'araisa context of sukkahs, would that be a svara da'araisa? Or would it only be a svara da'rabanan? Tosfos and Psachim, who thinks that it would, because it would not be neutralized by the halachal Moshe Mi-Sinai, thinks that it's a, as Tosas Rabbi Akiva Eger on Megillah Beis Dalet explains, or on the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet explains explicitly, says that since Tosfos thinks that Afin Hayu Boso and Ace is only a Dindrabanan, so if Afin Hayu Boso and Ace is only a Dindrabanan, so then it's not going to be impacted by the Ptur Da'oraisa of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai says, Ha'ezrach tells you, or whatever, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai tells you that there's a Ptur Da'oraisa, but if Afin Hayu Boso Nes is a Chiyav Da'rabanan, then the Chiyav Da'rabanan will come along and say, Inachanami is a Ptur Mi-Da'oraisa. Afin Hayu Boso Nes is a Mechayev Da'oraisa. So that's why the Tosfos asks it, even the Maskana, that if Afin Hayu Boso Nes would apply, it would apply Mi-Da'rabanan, it would be impervious to the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai. Masha Inkin, the other way of asking it, the way the Shara Melech asks it, and which assumes that it would be subject, it would be knocked off by the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai, that seems to assume that if you were to apply the halacha of Moshe, the Afin Hayu Boso Nes to the Da'oraisa context of Sukkah, then it would work on a Da'oraisa level, and once it's working on a Da'oraisa level, then the Da'oraisa Ptur of the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai would come along and knock it off. Okay, so that's just the two questions. Yeah, we'll take questions before I present the different Malacha.
You can't say something like, well, if there's a specific Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, the women are not high in Sukkah, the Rabbanan wouldn't come along and say that, well, I know that this
so you're coming off a famous Taz, I think.
Probably not.
But it's a very good question. What? It's such a good question that it's like a famous Taz in Yoredeya, and the context, the different context. One of them is like Isra Shchura, but basically where the Taz gives that type of sperm, where basically if the pasuk explicitly is mati or something, and the Rabbanan will not come along and be oser that item.
I'm just having it be silly.
What? But the key is that the Taz says it. Just close that door. Meaning, but the way the Taz says it, which is important, is only when the heter is mefurish bekro. So only when like the pasuk is mefurish, saying that it's mutter, then the Rabbanan will not come along and be oser it. But in this context, because of just halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, I don't think even the Taz would apply his klal. So it's either Tosfos disagrees with that klal, or he would say even if I would apply that to cases where it's mefurish b'kra, this is a case of halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, which by definition is not.
I would just think
mefurish b'kra.
It's a very, very, very silly situation. It's like we get Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai that the women are part of Sukkah. Moshe comes down and they say, okay, women are pater, we're going to make them chayim, even though Hashem specifically told us a special din that they're pater.
Meaning it's in the Torah, Shalom, Moshe Mi-Sinai.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Hashem was saying,
So basically what Hirsch's point, I think, is, to reformulate a little bit, is that when the Torah is mefarish, that something is mutter, so then what's understood is that it's not just, oh, there's a lack of a chiyav or lack of an iser, but the Torah wants this to be mutter. So then when you have the ratzon haTorah, that this should be mutter, the Rabbanan are never going to, it would be silly, to use your lashon, it would be silly for the Rabbanan to come along and say, oh, we think it should be azur. But the idea is, what? What do you say?
If the Torah gives a case, does that count as the mutter?
Oh. I'm not sure. You have to look at all the cases of the Taz to see what the parameters of Furish Bakra is. But Yeah, but the assumption seems to be in a case like here, where it's halacha l'mosh misinai, it's not mefurish b'kra, that's just exactly the Hirsch's lashon is, it's a lack of a chiyuv, but not that, it's not like the rotzon of the Torah is that, oh, we want them to be planted. That's it, but it's a good question. So in short, you have the question, which is basically, it summarizes why doesn't Afin Hayu Boso Anais apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah? Point out two ways to ask it, either on a Havamina level, or even on a Maskana level. So we're going to spend the rest of the shiur, hopefully, getting through their four Mahalchim in the Mefarshim to answer this question. And we'll see from some of them, from a lot of these answers, you're going to see, learn about the nature of Afin Hayu Boso Anais, a little bit about the nature of the mitzvah of Sukkah, and all these different, good things. So the first Mahalach, the first way to answer this question is saying basically, in a chanami, Afin Hayu Boso Anais applies to Sukkah, but the Halacha Moshe Misinai excluded it. Who gives this answer in short? The funny, maybe you'll say the unique Bali Tosfos who's quoted in the Sugya, Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Right? Now, Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim is not exactly in the context of the mitzvah of Sukkah, which was a little confusing. It's really in the context of the mitzvah of Matzah. Right? The way he formulates the question is the Tosfos in Megillah there, and the question there is, why does the Gemara, in order to be Mechayev Nashim in Matzah, why does the Gemara have to come on to the Hekesh to Chometz? Why don't you simply say Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anis? So the way Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim answered this question is that really, implicitly he says, really Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anis should apply to the mitzvah, to the Daraisa mitzvah of Matzah. But basically, the drasha of Tesvav carries over the Petur of the Halacha Moshe Misinai in the context of Sukkah over to the context of Matzah. So really, in essence, was basically what's going on, if you now focus on the Sukkah part of it, he's basically saying that what's going on in the realm of Sukkah is that that Halacha Moshe Misinai is coming to neutralize the Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anais, which also applies in the context of Sukkah. And then he just carries that over, that it also is what's going on in the context of Matzah. So in essence, Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim holds that in the realm of Sukkah, in a Chanami, Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anais applies, but the Halacha Moshe Misinai come and it neutralizes that Chiyuv. The question that still remains on the Shita is, why then is it missing from the Gemara? Why couldn't the Gemara just have a third reason why you need the Halacha Moshe Misinai? According to Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, there is a third reason. The third reason, L'chayev Nashim, which you therefore needed the Halacha Moshe Misinai for, is this factor of Afin Hayu, but also Hanes. But, one second before I take the questions. One second. So as we pointed out, the major assumption of this pshat is that the halacha l'moshe misinai would override the factor of afin hayu ba'oso anais if it applied, right? Because he holds that afin hayu ba'oso anais applies in these contexts of matzah and sukkah, and yet the halacha l'moshe misinai overrides it. As we pointed out before, this seems to assume that afin hayu ba'oso anais in these daraisa contexts works as a svara daraisa, and since it works on a daraisa level, the daraisa tour of the halacha l'moshe misinai can come along and be poter it. So it's important to know that this assumption of this Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, right, the assumption that the afin hayu ba'oso anais works on a daraisa level, that's what we're explaining, was that since it works on a daraisa level, that's why it's subject to the daraisa tour of halacha l'moshe misinai, actually works out very nicely if you look at the context of the Tosfos and Megillah that he's quoted in. Right? Because the Tosfos and Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, basically raises this question in the context of matzah, right? Why do you need the hekesh from chametz to be mechayev matzah? Just say afin hayu ba'oso anais. And there are two answers given, right? The second answer of Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim is this idea that in a chanami, Afin Hayu applies, but the patur, the halacha Moshe Misinai, comes and patters it. The first answer is that what? That the Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anais would only work midrabanan. And therefore, the Gemara is favoring the da'oraisa chiyuv, stemming from the hekish, instead of going for the drabanan chiyuv, which would come from Afin Hayu Ba'oso Anais. But in context, Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who's giving another answer, seems to be rejecting that answer. we're actually very nicely with our analysis. He's basically saying, no, the reason why Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim can't give that first answer, because he thinks that, no, if Afen Hayu Ba'osan Es would apply in his Daraisa context, it too would be a Daraisa Din. And that's why, since he holds that it would be a Daraisa Din, Lishitoso, he thinks it's subject to the Petur of the Daraisa Petur of the Lachal Moshe Mesinai. So just, in short, the fact that Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim thinks that the Afen Hayu would be subject to the tour of the Halacha Moshe Mesinai itself implies that he thinks that Afen Hayu in this context would be Daraisa. And another smach to that is that he's coming right off of the first Deya, which specifically answered the question by saying Afen Hayu is only the Dirabanan, which implies itself that he rejects that answer, again with this assumption, and thinks that Afen Hayu, when applied to Daraisa context, would be Midaraisa. That's just for the first, because so basically Arkan is the first approach to the question, which is basically in a Chanami Afen Hayu does apply, and it's just that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai comes and precludes the Chiyuv.
Yeah.
What do you say? Yeah, man.
Was that a correct extension of the result as well, or is it just like?
Yeah, it seems like no. It seems like it's a third. As we were asking before, according to this understanding, the Gemara should have a third answer. But the reason why you need a Halacha Moshe Mesinai is because of Afen Hayu Ba'osan Es. So that's a little bit of a kasha, but he assumes that just like the Teshu Kein Nadiru could be Mechayev in the Havmina, and just like Tesav Tesav is Mechayev, so too Afen Hayu Ba'osan Es would be Mechayev, and all three would require the Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Yeah?
It would only be Mechayev and Masa, Afen, and then comes along with Sukkis, and then that Halacha of Sukkis would come and reject it. Why don't you say that it would have to be Mechayev and Sukkis also? Why would it apply there?
First of all, at this point, it doesn't seem like there would be a chilek between them. And according to Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos are not being a never mechalek between the Daraisa of Sukkah and Matzah. There seems to be a mechalek by Dirabanans and Daraisas. So, number one, that chilek wouldn't be so misdaber, just within the thought of the Bali Tosfos. And it's a little strange to carry over a tour, meaning it makes more sense. And I think actually to point out, the Tosfos in quotes this also. The Tosfos in Pesachim Mem Gimel Amud Beis Dimar Maskel Salka seems to spell this out more explicitly. But what's going on is the Ha'ezrach or the Halacha Moshe Mesinai in the context of Sukkah is coming La'afuki the Afen Hayu, which I think also is at play in the context of the mitzvah of Sukkah.
Whenever do you see like Tesvah going from Sukkot to Pesach, like in the Gemara, usually?
And it's usually
Pesach to Sukkot.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, but we generally say, ain't Darshina no Zer Shavuos Lamech, so we generally say that it should go both ways. But it's interesting that we generally don't find it. The fact that Bali Tosfos are applying the opposite direction is in line with the general, halachos of Zeros Shavuos. Fine. So that was Mahalach number one. What is that concept? And generally it goes in both directions. Or either both directions, or you can't bring it in one halacha and not lean in another halacha. Oh. So the second category of answers to this question is the reason why Afen Hayu Ba'osu Anes is not at play in the context of the mitzvah of Sukkah is because Afen Hayu Ba'osu Anes doesn't apply specifically to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And within this second approach, there are two different ways to explain why Afen Hayu would not apply specifically to the mitzvah of Sukkah, right? Well, 2a is the Rashbam, right? The Rashbam in Pesachim Kufches Amid Beis, this is the Rashbam who's also quoted in Tosfos there, who holds is a unique sheet of Afen Hayu Ba'osan Es. Anyone want to recall? Relating to the word Af? Taker, exactly. That Afen Hayu Ba'osan Es doesn't apply, because it only applies in situations where the Nashim were the saviors, right? Were the, the driving force behind the Nes. The examples they give, they say, oh, that's what it applies to, right? By Dalet Kosos, because Bischar Nashim Sitkanios, and by Mikra Megillah, because of Esther's primary role, and Daenerys Hanukkah, because of Yehudas's, very vital role in the process. Basically, so Rashbam's Shita in general is that Afen Hayu only applies in cases where Nashim played a primary role. So based on that, it's possible to suggest that maybe the reason why Afen Hayu is not applied to the mitzvah of Sukkah is because in regards to the mitzvah, to the neis of Sukkahs, of Kibisukos, Ashatis, B'nai Yisrael, the women didn't play a primary role. Right? So therefore, if you limit Afinhayu to cases where to Nisim, where the women played a primary role, then in regard to this Nes, where they didn't play a primary role, the mitzvah, the din of Afinhayu would not apply. And actually, later saw that the Shar HaMelech mentions this svara, that if you hold of this Rashbam, then you would then the svara of Afinhayu would not apply to the realm of the mitzvah of Sukkah. And just a raya to this notion, if you need one, that you know, right, if you held the Rashbam, that it wouldn't apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah, you just look at the Shach HaVertaria in the Tosfos and Psachim, right? Tosfos and Psachim, who raises this question of why we don't apply Afinhayu to Sukkahs, specifically asks it right after he rejects the Rashbam Shita. Which also implies that after he rejects the Rashbam Shita and says, no, right, the Lashon of Afhein, which implies that as long as they were also involved in the Nes, that they're included, it says, and therefore, Ihachi, he doesn't use those words, but you can say that it's in Ihachi, once I extend Afhein Hayu beyond cases where the women were played primary roles, but to any case they're involved in the Nes, therefore, Ihachi, I have a kasha, why not apply Afhein Hayu to the mitzvah sukkah? Implying that if you took the Rosh Bounce shot and limited it to cases where the women played a primary role, that in a chanami, the mitzvah, the factor of Afhein Hayu, would not apply to the mitzvah of sukkah. Okay. So, yeah.
This is really, I mean, not like the idea that the point of sukkah is to remind you of Yisus Mitzrayim. It must be the point is to remind you of the sukkah, not.
Very good. Because
right?
the factor of Yisus is tzchanios.
Yeah.
Very good. That's an excellent point. Right, the fact that we're being mechalik between the Nes, back to the Shir Klali, right? Everything comes back to Shir Klali, right? Back to the Shir Klali, where the big issue there was what's the subject of the Nes of Sukkahs? Is the meaning the actual the Nes of the Sukkah, or is it the general Nes of Tzias Mitzrayim? So the fact that this pshat is great Ahara. The fact that this pshat is b'machalik between the Nes of the Sukkah, where we say women did not play a vital role, and the general Nes of Tzias Mitzrayim, where in the context of Dalet Kosos, we mention the factor of Bischar and Nashim Tzkanios, and say that they did play a vital role, that's assuming, again, that the focus of the Nes of the Mitzvah of Sukkah is on a specific Mitzvah of Sukkah. Excellent, excellent point.
How do we understand the idea of Rashbam on Af? Because I understand it more by Tosfos, it makes a little more sense to me, by Rashbam.
No, no, no. The Rashbam is not.
Oh, no, okay.
The Tosfos, yeah. The Tosfos is make a deal against the Rashbam. Right. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
But even if you say that the mitzvah sort of is trying to convert the Nes of the Anali Kavod, the Nes of the Anali Kavod, the Nes of the connected to the Tosfos.
Yeah, I'm saying it's in the Midbar, so it's hard. I mean, it's hard to know. It's hard to know what exactly the schar for the, you know. I think there's a Maimar Chazal, but the schar for Yetzias Mitzrayim being the schar of Nashim Tzkanios. I'm not sure if that's specifically applied. What? Oh, very good. That's the schar, so. Excellent. That's good. Yeah? Yeah, so the last answer is that, right, the second category of answers is that basically Afin Hayu, Bolsvenes, doesn't apply to the specific mitzvah of Sukkah. So basically, the one, basically 2A, the first way to explain why it doesn't apply to the mitzvah.
I meant specifically 2B.
Oh, we didn't get there yet. Oh, okay, so 2B, right, the second reason why the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Afin Hayu Bosvenes doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah, is, this is the answer given by the Shar HaMelech.
Is this number 3?
We well, 2B,
one,
but yeah. For easy, we're saying if there's one, 2A and 2B, but.
So what was the third answer?
That was one. That was the first answer. First answer was Rav Yosef Yishalayim. 2A was the based on the Rashbam and Psachim. 2B right now is the Shar HaMelech. Right, so the Shar HaMelech, b'shem this Chacham Echad, basically explains the reason why Afin Hayu Bosonez doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah is because he says the Yerushalmi's Girsa formulation of the din of Afin Hayu Bosones is Afin Hayu, but also Sakana.
Is he actually on that Girsa, or is he just reading something as Sakana?
I'm not sure. I've seen Sakana referenced, but.
But
it's the same idea.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly, I hear. So assuming this idea of Afin Hayu, but also Sakana, but also Safik, in terms of, you know, what was at stake. So the way this Chacham Echad understands this Yerushalmi is saying that, oh, it's Datman, that the factor of Afin Hayu is limited to cases where B'nai Yisrael were in a Makom of Sakana. And therefore, since the nace of Ananya Kavod is, or Sukkah's Mamish was not relating, was not saving them, was, he assumes, was not saving them from Makam Sakana, that's why Afin Hayu, but also Nes, does not apply to the mitzvah of Sakana. So there are two assumptions of this answer. So the answer in short is that the way this Chacham Echad understands the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi thinks that the mitzvah, that the din of Afin Hayu is limited to situations where the Nes saved Bnei Yisrael from Makam of Sakana.
Like by Ananei Kavod.
Not like Ananei Kavod. Specifically like by Hanukkah or by or Purim or Zias Mitzrayim.
I said that he was the one who stated that that there's snakes and scorpions. So
that's the person who's arguing with him.
Oh. Okay.
Alright, so the Shaar HaMelech, he assumes that because the Yerushalmi limits Afin Hayu to a case of Sakana, and there's no sakana here, that the mitzvah, the din of Afin Hayu does not apply to the mitzvah of sakana. So his point is, they're really the two distinct assumptions of this answer. Number one is the interpretation of the Yerushalmi, right? To assume that when the Yerushalmi formulates Afin Hayu but also sakana in that manner, then it means to limit that to specific cases of sakana. For instance, the Tosfos in Psachim Kuf Ches Amud Beis, who asks the question about applying Afin Hayu but also Neis to Sukkah, quotes this Yerushalmi, and basically when he quotes the Yerushalmi, it was specifically just to preclude the Rashban. The way the Tosfos, for instance, interprets the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi is giving the Sakana is just an example of an ace. The point of the Yerushalmi, according to Tosfos, is just that they were in the same situation. In contrast to saying that they need to be the Iker saviors. So assumption number one is to interpret the Yerushalmi as being limited to cases of Sakana, because it's very much possible that even the Yerushalmi just means to say that any time that the Nashim were involved in the Nes, that is going to be ground, that's going to provide grounds for the Afin Hayu.
Do you need the alternate Gerson for that?
No. Because Afin Hayu also looks like kind of could be an example of a Nes, but not that we're limited to that. And the second assumption is what Yair is pointing out. Second assumption is that the mitzvah of Sakana, the mitzvah of Sukkos, is not Sakana related. Right, the Aruch Laner basically rejects his answer by saying, what are you talking about? Right, we know that the Ananim HaKavod also saved them from Sakana. His Lashon is, Hari Ha'ananim Hayumisachachim Lahem Minachas Sarav Va'akrav Ve'in Lecha Sakana Gidol Lemizeh B'midbar Hagad Levanor. Basically, the Ananim HaKavod also saved them from Makam Sakana. So even if you take assumption number one, that Afin Hayu, like the Yerushalmi, is limited to Makamos of Sakana, here, the case of the mitzvah of Sukkah is a case of Sakana.
There is a third.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Shaar HaMelech say it's a third that's Sevenei Karbon Lazer?
Is that the Ananei Kavod? I hear. It's not like, okay, I just want to. We have 10 minutes left. I just want to make sure we finish this.
It's also not like the Bach.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I just want to. Just for now, I'm just going to try the next 10 minutes just finish this because it's like a distinct unit of Afin Hayu Be'ol Sonias. I just want to make sure we finish, then I'll take all the questions afterwards. Okay, so Adkan, right, that's the second answer, then we have 2A, 2B, different versions of why Afin Hayu Be'ol Sonias doesn't apply specifically to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the third answer is to say that Afin Hayu Be'ol Sonias doesn't apply to all mitzvos to Oraisa. Right, not specifically focusing on the mitzvah of Sukkah, but all mitzvahs to Oraisa, which would also therefore answer the question in the context of the mitzvah of Matzah, which is also to Oraisa. So this is the answer given by Tosfos Psachim Kuf Ches Amud Beis, right? He's the one who asked the question, and this is the answer he gives, that Afin Hayu Be'ol Sonias does not include Nashim in a mitzvah to Oraisa. So the question that this answer raises is, why not? Meaning, once you assume that, I mean, even if you assume that the din of Afin Hayu Be'ol Sonias is a din d'rabbanan, but there's another assumption to then say that din d'rabbanan only applies to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Why can't you have a din d'rabbanan which basically creates an addendum to the mitzvah d'oraisa? Mi d'oraisa only men are chayiv in sukkah, for instance. And then comes along Afin Hayu to say that, oh, nashim are also chayiv, albeit only mi d'rabbanan. So the question is, why? His Tosim Sachim. So the question on the Tosim Sachim, on his answer, is why is it that this din of Afin Hayu Be'ol Sonias is limited specifically to mitzvos d'rabbanan? So one answer given by the Tosfos Rebbe Kiva Eger, and right, Maseches and the Mishnayos and Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet Os Yudches is as follows. It really goes to the heart of the lumdus of Afin Hayu Boso and Hes. Basically, the way Kriegar assumes that with the lumdus of Afin Hayu Boso and Hes is that it specifically doesn't create addendums. What it does is it basically includes Nashim in the original Gezerah. And the idea is that when the original Gezerah was being established, Afin Hayu Boso and Hes dictates that the original Gezerah should also include Nashim. But Afin Hayu Boso and Hes, by its very nature, doesn't create an additional addendum to a mitzvah. And therefore, we can understand Tosfos Chiluk. Because therefore, only by mitzvahs derabanan could the Rabbanon, at the time that they're instituting the mitzvah, come along and include Nashim in that original takana. When it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is obviously set by the Torah, then in order for Afin Hayu to apply there, it would have to basically apply as an addendum, as a distinct takana, and according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, B'Shem the Tosfos, that's not the way Afin Hayu Boso and Hes works. It's not a separate chiyah, but rather part of the original chiyah. This happens, it's its own topic. There's like a well-known brisker rub on this, and I think it's Erchen Tav Gimel, who basically discusses this chakira of whether Afin Hayu Boso and Hes creates a distinct chiyuv for Nashim, distinct from men, or whether it's part of the Iker Gezira. Obviously, Rabbi Kiveger here is taking a tzad on that chakira and assuming that Afin Hayu Boso and Hes is all about being kolel, the Nashim in the original Gezira, and therefore explains why it's limited specifically to mitzvos de Rabbanan. Fine. So that's one answer. A second explanation of Tosfos we're going to get to after we discuss the Rav in the next approach. Oh, and just to point out that although at first glance, I even heard some guys in Seder conflating these two Tosfos, that at first glance, this answer of Tosfos in Psachim, which says that, right, Afin Hayu Boso and Hes only applies to mitzvos derabanan, at first glance, that seems similar to the first daya in Tosfos Megillah, which says that Afin Hayu Boso and Hes is only a din derabanan. They seem similar because they're both talking about Afin Hayu Boso and Hes being derabanan / associated derabanan, but just to note that there are very different answers, very different shittos. Tosfos Megillah is just saying that when Afin Hayu Boso and Hes applies, it only has the status of a mitzvah derabanan. But Tosfos Megillah, for instance, is open for that mitzvah derabanan to be attached to a mitzvah d'oraisa. Hashem, the chiddush of Tosfos in Psachim is that not only is Afin Hayu Boso and Hes a din d'rabanan, but that it is limited to mitzvahs d'rabanan. So it seems pashut. It just sometimes people conflate those two shitos, but they really are different. Okay. So now for the fourth and final mahalach as to why Afin Hayu Boso and Hes is not at play here is the approach of the Rav. Right? He basically, the Rav has this mahalach. It's quoted in like almost every Rav Sefer we have. It's this, I've seen this like quoted, it's just like, I guess he liked this word and he said it a lot in different contexts, and every Chag has it, so it comes up a lot. So it's in Hari Kedem in Simen Kuf Lamed. It's also in the Igris Agrid, which means it's an early Torah of his, in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Tes, is all in Rambam, right? Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, basically says the same Yisod, and that is as follows. Afin Hayu but also a Nes only applies to mitzvos for which the factor of presume nisa is part of the geder of the mitzvah. Right? That the fact that the mitzvah at hand is internally a mitzvah of presume nisa. For instance, is the what he sometimes quotes is the Rambam's formulation of the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Gimel basically characterizes the mitzvah as follows. He says, Madlikin Bahem Bahen haneiros be'erev al pischei habatzim b'cholayla v'layla mishmona segamim. Right, you light Chanukah candles right at the entrance way to your houses every night of Chanukah. Laharos ulegalos hanis. Right, that he characterizes the ma'isa mitzvah as a ma'isa of persume nisa. So the Rav develops that only when it comes to mitzvos such as Neros Chanukah or like the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, where the essence of the mitzvah is to be mefarsim in the nes. That is internally what the ma'isa mitzvah is. Masha Inkin, in cases like Sukkah and cases of Matzah, where the ma'isa mitzvah is defined as an objective, let's say, ma'isa achila in the context of Matzah, and in the context of Sukkah, it's an objective act of the Sukkah. where the factor of Pirsum Anisa is external to the mitzvah. You have an objective Maisa mitzvah, which then, if you do it, there's an external Kiyum of Pirsum Anisa. So the Rav develops that when it comes to those latter category of Pirsum Anisa, where it's external to the mitzvah itself, it's a side Kiyum, there the factor of Afin Hayu Bosu Nes will not apply, because Afin Hayu Bosu Nes only applies to mitzvos where the factor Pirsum Anisa is the very essence of the mitzvah itself. And therefore he explains why it's limited to its context of Neros Chanukah, Nekor Megillah, and Daled Kosos, where the factor Pirsum Anisa is internal, is part of the Geder HaMitzvah itself. Just to finish quickly, and one indication of how you know when a mitzvah, when the factor of Pirsum Anisa is integral or is external, so one simon that the Rav suggests is whether you make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Avaseinu Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh. Right, that's a bracha which is focused on the Pirsum Anisa. And he says, if you notice, you only say that when it comes to the mitzvah, meaning you're only going to make a bracha which is miyuchad for Pirsum Anisa in the context of mitzvos where the Pirsum Anisa constitutes the very essence of the mitzvah itself. And therefore he says, he points out you have that by Neros Chanukah and by Mikra Megillah, where you see that the factor of Pirsum Anisa is the very essence of the mitzvah. It's just two final ha'aros within the Rav. Is one, is that when the Rav assumes that when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, that the factor of the Pirsum Anisa is external, he is basically making a major assumption. Because as we pointed out in the Shir Kalali, right, the pasuk itself mentions the factor Pirsum Anisa of Kibesukos Hashavti as Bnei Yisrael. So the Rav deals with this and says, "Ah, oh, according to what he's developing, that's just right a din in the Chetzer Shel Sukkah, pertaining to, you know, the parameters of how the sukkah has to be built. You have to be able to see the schach, v'chulei v'chulei, but doesn't apply to the mitzvah itself." But that's a major assumption in light of the, you know, the Bach that we saw earlier in earlier shirim, where the Bach points out that the reason why the Tur mentions this factor of Kibisukos Hashatis B'nai Yisrael talks about the Nes associated with the mitzvah in the context of his halachic discussion of the mitzvah is because here, in the context of Sukkah, the factor, the Pirsum Anisa, integrates into the mitzvah itself. So it's important to note that a major assumption of the Rav and his application of his Yesod to the mitzvah of Sukkah is that he assumes that the Pirsum Anisa of Kibisukos Hashatis B'nai Yisrael does not integrate into the mitzvah itself, but rather remains an external factor. That's a major assumption, because we saw in the Bach and other Mefarshim that it could very well be that the Pirsum Anisa in the context of the mitzvah of Sukkah does integrate into the mitzvah itself. And just one final ha'ara, because we really have to go, is that in light of this Rav's Yesod, we can now possibly go back and explain the chiluk, give another explanation for the chiluk that the Tosfos Pesachim makes. Right? Tosfos Pesachim makes a chiluk between by saying that Afin Hayu Bosu Neis only applies to mitzvos Derabanan and not to mitzvos Da'araisa. So one explanation was the Yerik Veger. So now another explanation is that in light of this Rav, you can say that this very notion of the Pirsum Anisa integrating into the mitzvah itself to dictate that the Maisa mitzvah is a Maisa of Pirsum Anisa, that could be unique to mitzvahs Derabanan. Possibly only mitzvahs Derabanan are formulated in such a manner. Masha Inke, mitzvahs Daraisa, by their very nature, are more objective. You do a Maisa Achila Matzah, you do a Maisa Yeshiva Besukah, and the Pirsum Anisa is external. So according to this word of the Rav, it could be that he would also be able to explain that chiluk that mentioned in Tosfos between mitzvos Daraisa and mitzvos Derabanan, not because of the factor of Tosfos Rekiv Eger about being internal or not, but rather this other factor of whether the Pirsum Anisa integrates into the mitzvah itself, which only exists by mitzvos Derabanan. We'll stop here, because really, mincha is starting right now.